Body and spirit are the nearest to his wonderful manifestation, yet a little microbe can kill the body but not the spirit. Why should we not be powerful enough to overcome a little microbe? I denied God by denying matter. Let us go into chemistry and see the wonderful things there. That is matter. Did I go into it? No, I did not. It is easy to say there is no such thing as matter, that it is only mortal error. Let us study anything that is in matter, study in every phase. I have my eyes open now. I wish I could come back to teach my people the wonders of nature, and the wonders we can do to help humanity, and the spirits that are in darkness. I am here myself. I have to serve for what I have done, and I speak, not here alone, but everywhere. I came to tell you this. Let everyone open the door to the spirit world when he has once found it. Do not deny it, do not deny it. Christ said, do not hide your light under a bushel. Let it shine for others. Christ said, I am the light of the world, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Christ was the truth. When you find the truth, do not deny it but give it out to the world. I shut the door. I wanted to keep the people under my control, and I did. I am now suffering for what I did. Tonight I feel so happy to think I can be of help to earthbound spirits that are doing very much mischief to humanity. If you could only see how many spirits there are in darkness who cling to human bodies and obsess people and send them to the asylums, or to the spirit world by shortening their lives. There is so much work to be done. Let us all join hands and work together to spread the truth of the life hereafter, and also to help the earthbound spirits. Do not cast them away and say they are devils, they are only ignorant spirits, like myself. I wanted to be something in the world and sold my soul, for money. Let us all join together and pray to God to open the hearts of all my people to look into the higher life of spirits. If all my churches could be turned into sanitariums for earthbound spirits, what great good could be done? We could empty the asylums and help people out of their misery. Let us help the unfortunate ones instead of sending them to the asylums where they are mistreated, for it is not understood that the poor ones who are obsessed have to suffer because of the spirits who control them. Let us try to do all we can to spread the truth and help everyone who is obsessed. God bless you all. Goodbye, Experience, August 23, 1922. Spirit, Mary Baker Eddy. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. I wish all could realize and understand how beautiful and simple conditions are if people would only open their eyes to see them. I mean, they should open the soul eyes, but they are so material and everything that is being taught is only matter. People cannot grasp spiritual things. The Bible is a beautiful book if it is read spiritually, not taken literally, and not as history. I wanted to study and learn what is in life, what is the aim of life here on earth. If you would only stop to think and study yourself a little, you would see how wonderfully God has manifested in you. First, there is your material body, how beautifully and wonderfully it is constructed. But how much more wonderful your mind is. How few understand the real meaning of life. It is always theory or dogma. It seems hard to get people to understand. When they get a little glimpse of light, they add dogma and theories of various kinds. If they would only be natural and look at nature. Everywhere you look, it is so simple to understand. There is no dogma or theory in nature's finer forces. These forces are hidden, but they are for you to discover. It is for you to find God's wonderful manifestation in nature. Let us worship God in that way. Let us worship Him in that wonderful spirit which is everywhere. Let us send out love to His children. We are all children of God, not just my child or your child, but all. Do not think there is no one for you but your own child. That attitude is a sin and very selfish, for it is all only for self. Let us give out love as God gives it to us all. Let the sun shine every day on us and on everybody, not one or two, but all. Let the sun of understanding bring out beautiful thoughts of love. I want to know the real life. I have had many difficulties and I still have, because I wanted to shine and I wanted to be a light. I wanted to be known as one of the teachers. I had my difficulties before I attained my ambition. I followed studies of various kinds, but most of all the secret of suggestion. If you knew how to apply and concentrate, get one thing in mind and do not let anything else come into your mind, just concentrate your thoughts on that very thing. Suggest and suggest and concentrate, then you will gain strength and power. When you talk, try to suggest things, keep them in your mind and hold them, because you have power over them. There are meetings of various kinds, but in a meeting for concentration and suggestion there is power and strength. A man can hold his audience by his hypnotic power, and you follow along and presently you get strength and power. I studied that because I wanted to have such power and I got it. I got that, but another much more important thing I did not get, which was to study nature's finer forces instead of clothing myself with one idea and just circling around and around. I held people in that circle and did not let them get out. If I had only done what was first given to me in a vision, that is what I should have done, but I closed the door because I wanted to hold my people through suggestion. I felt that I had the power to conquer everything, even the world. I did a great deal, but selfishness crept in. I meant well in the beginning and I did well, but I was selfish. I thought I had it all. Others had power before me and others will have it after me in the same way, but I felt I had it all and that I had found it all. I was not true. I should have said I had found the truth and I should have given it to others as it was given to me, but I did not. I called it my own, and I closed the door for the real truth. I found the truth in the beginning, but I clung to theory. And that is the way with all of us who try to be leading lights. We are always clinging to theories and not to the truth. Theories seem to hold the people better than does the truth. We do not teach it as we should. The truth would always stand if we did not deny it. All leaders want a little theory of their own, and want to gather the people around them and hold them. They succeed for a while only, for truth will spring up and spread. Do not be afraid of the truth. Do not be ashamed of it. Someday or other everyone will have an understanding of truth. It is there and it will blossom. Do not clothe it with dogma and theory. If I had taught the truth, I should be so much happier and it would have been so much better for my church. I thank you for what you have done in publishing my little article. One, it will shed a little light here and there. People may say no, and scoff, but they cannot do so truthfully, because my spirit will be there and impress the truth upon them. 1 published in the magazine Reason. I never felt that I was a little woman, I felt that I had the power to conquer the world. You can have that power too if fear does not interfere with you. Concentrate and shut the door to fear. Do not let fear come in. If you feel fear, say no, 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 I am not afraid. I shall conquer, and you will be surprised at your power. In a moment you will feel you are a giant. Shut the door to fear and open the door to spiritual power, and the strength of God will flow in and give you strength and power to conquer. You can never accomplish anything when you have fear. Take 5 minutes each day and concentrate on fear. Say, I shall never be afraid, I can conquer, and keep on, and you will be surprised at the result. There is always worry and fear. Worry is the sister to fear. When you have conquered these two, you will have strength and power, and you can help in healing. You can help everybody by just speaking a word to them. When I had conquered fear and worry, I sent my thoughts for strength and health to the persons who were sick. That was power and removed the fear of sickness from them. When you treat persons, the first thing is to take away fear and worry. Let them forget themselves. Forget self and you will be surprised how strong and well you will be. That is the secret of health. It takes time to conquer, do not be discouraged. If it looks dark, overcome fear and worry. When you once have conquered, you will be well. You will be well and you will do well in every way. Now I will say just a few words about my experience in the spirit world. In the first place, when I passed into the spirit side of life, it was in one way surprising to me, because I had concentrated that I should live forever, and had gotten the idea in my mind that I would not die. I had the idea that there is no death, and that I would never die. I took it literally. I thought my body would never die and that I would stay on earth forever. There is no death when you have understanding, We only change the physical body for the spiritual. My body began to grow old. I concentrated and suggested, but I used too much energy in my work and I wore out. Finally, I lost out and another stepped in. At the last, I was obsessed. Of course, my people did not know it, but there were times when I was not myself. I thought I would never die, but I had to go just the same. Now I can see how ridiculous the thing was. You know, I did not believe in matter. There was no such thing as matter. Still, my body was placed in a casket and sealed so well that my body could never get out of the casket. It was sealed in many ways so nobody could get it. If there is no matter, why should all that money have been used to put my body into the grave? That was against my teachings, but we are material nevertheless. When I woke up to life, remember, I say life, because that was the real life, I had a spirit body. In my visions, I had been to the spirit world many times and had always returned to Earth. This time I felt that I could go back again, but my body was not there. It had been interred. Still, I did not realize the change because I had closed the door for spirit return. I did not want to teach it. I knew it, because I was a medium in my early days. I gave readings in Boston for some time, and I gave lectures as well. But after a while I denied it all, the truth was not in me. When I woke up in my spirit body, I still did not realize that it was not my material body. It was very hard for me to understand that I had gone through the change called death because I had concentrated and concentrated that I should never die. The realization took much time. Then I had much to do, and many difficulties to overcome. First of all came my brother Albert. When he came, I felt that I did not want to have anything to do with spirits. You see, I said in my book that there is no such thing as spirit return. I had so hypnotized myself with that theory that it was real to me. Albert came and told me that I had not taught the whole truth. There was a time when I was a medium and he talked through me, but after a while I refused to allow this. Now he came to me again and said, "Come, I will show you that what you have taught is not true, and that you did not tell the truth." After that, my first husband came. He understood me better than the rest. He showed me the way. One by one, many friends came. Then came Quimby. He said, "You took my theory. Why did you not give me a little credit for the help I gave you?" Then I saw how selfish I had been. I was accused. I was helped but had not given credit for it. I was obsessed when I was a young child and often had spells of obsession. For many years those obsession spells came over me. Quimby helped me. He took the spirits away and taught me the true religion. He taught me to know myself. He taught me spirit return, but I did not listen. After he had gone, I took his theory as my own. In the spirit world, I had to go through a great deal to overcome selfishness. I had to serve and learn the lesson of life as a little child. I had to be taught about God in a different way. Mental healing is something we should all learn. It is of great importance. Let us all learn to overcome by suggestion and concentration. Get your mind centered and learn the art of concentration. Take some object, say that table, concentrate and concentrate and try to hold your mind on that table, nothing else, for 5 minutes. You cannot do it. Try very hard, and after a while you will succeed. That is the secret of health. Concentration is the secret of power. You must be able to concentrate your mind on one object for 5 minutes. This will require a long, long time of practice. It does not come to you at once, because as soon as you try to concentrate and keep your mind absolutely on the table, there will be a dozen other thoughts coming into your mind. Keep them out, and keep your mind on the object, and you will find in time that I am right. When you can concentrate your mind for even 1 or 2 minutes, you have gained much. Say to yourself, "I can concentrate, for I have no fear or worry," and keep on concentrating. Shut other things out and keep on shutting them out, and before you know it, you will have strength, and you will feel powerful, because you have a part of life itself, God. When you have gained that power, you can say to a sick person, "I send you power," and you will have strength and health, and you will be surprised how quickly recovery follows. Before you try to send out that power, concentrate your mind on one object for 15 minutes. Do not think, "Now I have the power in my hands and I can heal," for you cannot heal if your mind is not there. For that reason, many healers are not successful. The mind must be centered on one object before you can heal. That is the secret of healing. Now learn the lesson and conquer. When you are sick, or you go into a sick room, concentrate your mind on some object. Hold your mind on that object for a while and you will feel that you have great power and that you can heal, because you will receive strength from God to heal. That is another secret. We should all understand it. By concentration, without fear and worry, you can all heal. But remember, settle your mind first before you begin to heal, for otherwise it will be of no use. Now I have taken up too much of your time, but I wanted to say a few words and to thank you for having my article published. It will awaken some people and teach them to think and understand that the real life is on the other side. Do not try to lean on others, but stand by your own self and conquer self. Then you can help others and bring them together in one circle of harmony, and you will have true happiness. This is Mary Baker Eddy. Thank you for letting me come. Good night. Chapter 15. Theosophy, that the belief in reincarnation on Earth is a fallacious one and prevents progression to higher spiritual realms after transition, has been frequently declared by advanced spirits, while numerous cases of obsession which have come under our care have been due to spirits who, in endeavoring to reincarnate in children, have found themselves imprisoned in the magnetic aura, causing great suffering to both their victims and themselves. A little boy in Chicago, Jack T., had been normal until the age of 5, when he began to manifest precocious tendencies and acted strangely. Formerly he had had the natural disposition of a child, but began to fret about things ordinarily foreign to a child's mind and acted in many ways like an adult. He worried over trifles, lay awake at night with strange mutterings and presentiments, and at times had an uncontrollable temper. He was a boy of good appearance, but talked constantly of being old, homely and ugly looking, and was so intractable that efforts at reprimand and correction proved of no avail. This condition became so aggravated that his family despaired of restoring the boy's reason. A relative who knew of our experimental work in abnormal psychology wrote to the Institute requesting us to concentrate for the boy. This was done, and an entity, whose actions and expressions were in every way like those of the boy, was attracted to the psychic, Mrs. Wickland. This entity said his name was Charlie Herman. He was aware of having died and declared he was a very homely man, with ugly features and a face covered with pock marks. Nobody had cared for him, and this fact preyed on his mind. Someone had once told him that after death individuals could reincarnate and become whatever they wished to be, since his only desire was to be good-looking, so that others would not shun him. He decided to try and reincarnate. As a result, he became entangled in the magnetic aura of a small boy and was unable to free himself. Finding that he was helplessly imprisoned, and incapable of making himself understood, he had outbursts of temper and felt like flying to pieces. They called me Jack at times, but I am not Jack. That was not my name, and I could not understand. Our concentration for the boy had freed the spirit, and for this he was very grateful. After instructions were given regarding spiritual progression, and he had been assured that he need no longer be homely if he would discard old ideas from his mind, forget self and strive to help others, he expressed great eagerness to go with the spirits who, he stated, had come to help him. In a letter written a few days later by the boy's mother, we were informed that a remarkable change had occurred in the child. Jack is now a boy again and has been very good this week, really like he used to be. He remained normal and received excellent grades in school, where his progress from that time on was unusually rapid. At one time we concentrated for a crippled child in Hollywood with interesting results. Experience, November 19, 1916. Spirit, William Stanley. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. Spirit, is it really true that I am well now? Can I talk? Can I move my arms and feet? Then reincarnation is true, because before I could neither talk nor walk. How did I get out of the child? Dr. Intelligent Spirits brought you here for help. S.P. I wanted to come back and reincarnate in a child, and I got in and could not get out. I was so paralyzed that I could not express myself and I was in an awful state. I was a theosophist and I wanted to reincarnate to be great. I got into a child's body and crippled it, and also crippled my mind and that of the child. I stayed in the child because I did not know how to get out. I acted as a child and I could not talk. I know I passed out of my mortal body some years ago, far away in India, but I do not realize when it took place. I wanted so much to reincarnate and to come back to this earth life to live my other karma. Do not hold on to the thought of coming back, but look for something higher, for the state I was in was the worst torture anybody could have. I lived in Calcutta and wanted to learn to be a master and go through my karma, but instead I am as you see me to be. I reincarnated in a child and became crippled, and I also got into the vibration of the mother. It was very hard and I want to warn others never to come back and try to reincarnate through a little child. Leave reincarnation alone, because it is only a mistake, but the philosophy of theosophy is very fine. Look upward, don't think of the astral shells, for they are of no use. I was very selfish and wanted to come back to earth life just to be something great, but instead I got into a very low state. I had intended to show the theosophists that I could come back and reincarnate in a child. Madame Blavatsky should have taught differently. Pointing to an invisible, I will tell you, Madame, you are the one who is to blame for the condition I am in today. Madame Blavatsky stands here trying to help me now. She is the one who gave me the teachings and thoughts of reincarnation, and now she is trying to show me the right way and states there is no such thing as reincarnation. One gets all mixed up trying to enter another's body for reincarnation. Doctor, what is your name? S.P. I cannot recall my name just now. Madame Blavatsky was in India and taught theosophy, had many followers and I was with her. I have also met Anna Kingsford and Dr. Hartman, and he also was to blame for my condition. They pushed me in here that I might be taught and freed. I am so pleased that I can talk again. That is something I have not been able to do for years. Madame Blavatsky, Anna Kingsford and the judge were all great lights, and now they have found out their big mistakes. They are all working to get their victims free, and so they brought me to this place for instruction and guidance. I was in India, having been there for many years. My father was an officer in the army. I spent most of my time in Calcutta, where I met all the great lights of theosophy, and I joined the Theosophical Society. I liked Colonel Ilcott, he was a great fellow. I remember being very sick in India for some time. I have no desire to reincarnate again because reincarnation is a wrong doctrine. It creates a selfishness to come back. One can learn without being reincarnated. What I suppose did I learn in my last reincarnation in the child? What did I learn? I believed in theosophy and my karma, and I thought I had to go through with it. Colonel Ilcott belonged to the great masters. He belonged to the spirit of fire and water. I mean the elementals of fire and water. Doctor, have you ever heard of mediums? S.P. They are only astral shells. Madame Blavatsky says we must all help those who try to reincarnate. She and the others have come to say they are trying to help and for that purpose have formed a big society. I thought I had come to life when I came here, and that I could reincarnate and talk to them as I did in life. I did not know they had passed over. Teaching as they did, why did they not reincarnate the same as I? Madame Blavatsky was a great missionary, as you know. She says she is now trying to make all her victims understand about the life after this as it really is. She says that she was a medium at one time, but that she did not want anybody to control her. She thought you should develop your own self and mental faculties, and go through your karma. I should not have been taught the falseness I was. Madam tells me that I should listen to this gentleman, Dr. W., and that he will explain things. Explanations were given regarding life on the earth plane, the preparation for the life that is to follow, and the fact that the knowledge and wisdom gained here will be the light of understanding each one carries to the other side of life. The spirit finally gave the name of William Stanley, and departed, grateful for the enlightenment he had received. J.A., a listless, crippled boy of 7 years, with an adult manner of speech, was a patient from Chicago, who suffered from convulsions and a slow, hesitant stammering, was notional about his food and subject to violent attacks of temper. Through concentration, a spirit was dislodged from him, a superficial theosophist, who was peculiarly self-hypnotized experience. April 28, 1920. Spirit, Edward Jackson. Patient, J. A. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. Doctor, have you been here before? Spirit, slowly, myself, do not know. Doctor, how old are you? S.P. Drawling, me do not know. Doctor, where did you come from? S.P. Where they shot fire at me. Static treatment given patient. Doctor, how old are you? S.P. Myself do not know. Doctor, don't you understand that you have lost your physical body and are a spirit? Listen to intelligent spirits who will help you. S.P. Me does not know anything about spirits. Doctor, don't you want to know something about them? Where did you expect to go after death? S.P. Me does not know. Doctor, would you like to know anything? S.P. That takes care of itself. Doctor, if you had been more concerned about the facts of life, you would not be in this condition, you would be in the spirit world. Do you know anything about the spirit world? S.P. Number. Doctor, would you care to know? S.P. I do not know. Doctor, you must want to know. You have lost your mortal body and do not understand it. S.P. I don't care. Doctor, you will have to care. Are you happy in your present condition? S.P. Number. Doctor, were you sick? S.P. I was. Doctor, what was the matter with you? S.P. Crippled. Doctor, where did you live? S.P. I don't know. It is a long time since I was born. Doctor, were you a man or a woman? S.P. I suppose I am a man. Doctor, were you married? S.P. Number. Doctor, why? S.P. No one likes a cripple, and I stuttered and stuttered a great deal. I also studied. Doctor, what did you study? S.P. All kinds of books that came my way. Doctor, on religion? S.P. Why, yes. Doctor, were you orthodox? S.P. Thank God. Doctor, did you have any fixed opinions at all? S.P. Once, for a time, I studied. Then I was shut up in one place one time and another place another time. It is the fourth time I have been reincarnated. Obsessed sensitives, twice I got in a cripple. Doctor, were you a cripple in the first place? S.P. I do not remember anything about it. People told me to remember about my lives, but I do not. I know I was once a cripple, and then I got into somebody and was more crippled. But I got out. I do not know how I got out. I feel stronger now than I have before. I thought when I reincarnated I should be a nice young man, but instead I got crippled, because I suppose my mind was crippled. Doctor, what did they call you when you were a cripple? S.P. I had so many names, but you know, I liked the last time. I liked it very much to be a rich man's son, so I did not need to work. I had my father to work for me. I had a good time. Doctor, did you become a rich man's son? S.P. In a way, yes, and in another way. Number. Doctor, what is your name? S.P. My name was, once upon a time I do not know. Some time ago, when I was studying theosophy, I was a cripple born. Some friends brought some books to me about Madame Blavatsky. They called me Edward Jackson. Doctor, what other names did you have? S.P. The other was J. Doctor, was J. a grown man or a boy? S.P. I do not like that fire shooting and someone talking all kinds of things. Why cannot I reincarnate and not be a cripple all the time? Doctor, I suppose when you found yourself in a rich man's family and thought of reincarnation, you believed you were experiencing your former condition again. S.P.